Buongiorno, quanto costa una camera per una notte?
Vediamo, una doppia costa 60 euro.
Perfetto, vorrei stare una notte. Quando è il check-out?
Entro le 11 di mattina.
Va bene, come posso pagare?
Come vuole, per ora ho solo bisogno dei documenti di chi prenota.
Sono solo io. Eccoli. Dov'è il ristorante dell'hotel?
E mi dispiace, è già chiuso.
Piove sul bagnato. Buongiorno Marco, buongiorno a tutti.
Ciao Martin, buongiorno, come stai?
Molto bene, grazie. Oggi il tempo fa bene. Posso vedere cielo azzurro e il sole.
Fantastico.
Qui in Inghilterra il sole.
Incredibile. Possiamo dire il tempo è bello o il tempo è buono. Il tempo fa bene è un po'
Ok.
strano. Sounds a bit weird in Italian.
E oggi in Spagna?
E non lo so.
No.
I don't know because I record with the curtain down, so I cannot actually see. I assume it's fine, but yeah, I don't know for sure.
Ok. E tu, come stai?
Sto bene, sono contento che è o che sia venerdì. Using a subjunctive there, but don't be too scared. I
No,
was just
don't.
kidding. Yeah, I feel the subjunctive is almost like a taboo for a lot of learners. They're just too scared of it, and when I try to explain it, like, nah, I'm not gonna do that. Dude, are you scared of the subjunctive, Martin?
It's an interesting one because
Right.
I kind of got to a stage where I recognize it now. I recognize it when I hear it, and I expect it when people say certain things like it. I know it's coming up. And when I want to say simple things with it, like sia and abia, then yeah.
Yeah, it's a tricky topic. Maybe one day we talk about it, but at a very hypothetical level, because I feel like we're talking about verbs in first and second conjugation in the present. We cannot go to the subjunctive. That would be insane. Anyways, back to more human topics.
Yes.
Today's topic is actually a short one, which is what you guys call the five or six W's in English. So the questions. I don't know if you could tell from the dialogue here.
Yeah, I could, yeah, and I didn't know. Oh, I've seen it now. I thought there was one missing, but I've just seen it. Yeah.
I think I managed to put them all in, although in a kind of a weird way, because
Yeah.
obviously, how do you ask who at a hotel? It's not very, very simple to do, but I think I figured it out. So.
Okay, so should we rattle through it then?
Go for it. Let's go for it. Yes.
All right, so buongiorno, obviously, good day, good morning. Quanto costa una camera per una notte? Camera, false friend, straight away. It's a room. It's
That's
not
a
something
room.
you take photos with.
Correct.
Which would be like it's a long word, isn't it? It's like a macchina fotografia or something like that.
Yeah, if you have the actual old analog or digital, but the thing that is not a phone still, it's called a macchina fotografica.
It's a
So
long word, isn't it, really?
it's two words. It's two words. It's
Yeah.
a photographic machine, I guess. But a camera without anything else in Italian is a room, as you correctly said. Usually, either in a hotel or in a house, like the living room. You could, for example, la camera da letto, right? The bedroom is the most famous.
Yeah. I just wonder where we went, where we, the language then split somewhere for, why did we, I don't know. It's just interesting. It's exactly the same word and it's a completely different thing.
Well, why do you say camera in English for photos? I guess is my question. Because in Italian it makes sense because you have, for example, cameriere, waiter, that was the person that attended in the camera, in the room.
Absolutely.
So it kind
Yeah.
of, why is it camera in English for like pictures and such?
I don't know. I
Yeah.
don't know. I'm going to guess it must be something to do with the people who actually invented them and mass produced them.
The Romans?
The Romans invented cameras, the sneaky Romans.
No, that's a good point. Probably it's the guy who invented it. But I will go look it up because I don't know actually why you call it
Mr. Kodak, let's ask him. Hey,
that.
Quanto costa is one of those things that you should really have in your arsenal for
Right.
wandering around. Italy on market day and when you're wanting to get anything, really.
Yeah.
How much does it cost? Quanto costa? Una camera per una notte. How much is a room costing for one night?
Very good, yes. You said everything. We have the quanto, which is one of the five or six question words. We can look at them at the end. But quanto, obviously, as you said, how much? How much does it cost? Quanto costa?
Cool. Vediamo. We'll see, I guess.
Yeah, I would say it's one of those filler words. Vediamo can be translated as let's see. But it's really like me buying time to think, right? To feel the silence. So it's a word that we can even completely skip altogether. It's a verb to vedere, to see. So to vedere. But it means just let's see.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah. Una doppia costa 60 euro. Euro. That's that word. I just cannot get the pronunciation right with it.
Yeah. Euro.
Euro.
Many.
Yeah. Yeah. So double costs 60 euros.
Very good.
Apparently, which is quite reasonable in this climate.
Well, then you know, then maybe it's a few years ago. I don't know. I just made up a number that could be meaningful. But yeah, euro. I don't know why English speakers struggle so much when you have more than one vowel in a row. It's very hard for you guys to say multiple vowels in a row. Euro.
I think it's because we blend. We naturally blend
Yeah.
words, don't we? In the UK and I think in France are quite similar,
Yeah.
where you guys are. It's all about syllables, isn't it? And
Right.
so, yeah, it's just a thing we do. Apologies on behalf of all people of our nation.
That's fine. That's not a problem. But it's interesting because, for example, I was explaining, I think, to someone the word the possessive adjectives and pronouns. So the word miei came out, which is the masculine plural for my, right? And it was
Yeah.
impossible to pronounce it. Miei. To me, it's not hard because I'm used to it, but I know that for English speakers, it's always very, very tricky.
Yeah. Well, there are lots of words in different languages that, yeah, they're always good. It's one of those things, isn't it? Apparently, if you don't like use that sound before you're
Right.
about 12, 13 years old, it's very difficult then
Right. That makes
to
sense.
program it.
That makes sense. I guess for us is the TH sound in for Italians when speaking English, which is impossible, like the th sound, and also changes a bit depending on the country and area of the, within the country. But yeah, we have our own, obviously. It's just
Yeah, everyone does. And, you know, you're in Spain. Spanish people cannot say Spanish, can they? They have to put an E before
Oh
it.
yeah, right. They have to put an E before, right? True that. It's in all languages. But yeah, euro. It's definitely an important word, so it's good to try and practice
Perfetto. Yeah, perfect. Vorrei stare una notte. I would like to stay. Oh, you're putting I would like in there. It's very
I
good.
did.
Conditional. I would like to stay for one night. Quando è il checkout? I wonder what checkout is. Obviously, another question word in there. Quando? It's quite an easy one, that. Again, that's very well. It's almost the same as the Spanish, isn't it? It sounds the same anyway. It's just the spelling. But quando? When? When is the checkout?
Quando is when? Yeah, and checkout is a word from ancient Greek that means breakfast. So, no, I'm joking. Obviously, checkout is checkout. We don't translate it in Italian. Check-in and checkout is, we use the same words as in English. Everything else was right. And this vorrei, I always teach, as you know, Martin, I always like to teach way before we talk about the conditional. We say vorrei, which means I would want or I would like in English. And then put another verb in the infinitive. It means, like, for example, here, vorrei stare, I would like to stay. Vorrei mangiare, I would like to eat. Vorrei andare, I would like to go. It's just a very nice and delicate way to state something, right? To make a requirement, for example, without sounding too harsh, as in saying, I want, which in Italian is a bit much. We actually have a saying, which I could say right now, or I could keep. Which is l'erba voglio non cresce neanche nel giardino del re. Tell me if you got that.
Well, it's something about grass growing in the king's garden.
Very good, very good. L'erba voglio, the grass I want, so to want, non cresce neanche, does not grow even in the garden of the king, nel giardino del re. So not even the king can say I want. So okay. Vorrei is better than voglio. I would like is better than I want. So vorrei stare, I would like to stay.
Okay, yeah, vorrei stare. Una notte, quando è il checkout, so quando there is the when. Entro, oh, we've heard this before. Entro le 11 di mattina. Mm-hmm. Entro le before.
Bene.
11 di mattina, 11 in the morning.
Perfetto. This intro, for example, is found on products when you buy them for the expiration date. So, consumare, to consume, intro, for example, ottobre 2024, right? Best before, you would say in English. But in this case, intro means until 11, as you said correctly, 11 in the morning.
Okay, right, interesting. Va bene. Yeah, that's good. Come posso pagare?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pagare, the infinitive of the verb to pay. Posso, I pay, first person. Mm-hmm. I can, should I say. So how can I pay? Come, how? But come is one of those words that can be used in different ways in different things.
Most definitely. We'll see a few examples later, definitely, when we talk about them. But in this case, as you said, how can I pay? Which is a very important question, because we were talking about this, Martin, a few weeks ago, I think. Some places in Italy will not take card, and especially if it's a small amount, they legally or illegally might be declining card. So it's always good to ask in advance to avoid issues. And usually if it's a hotel, it will obviously take a card, but if it's a small purchase, they might not. If it's a cab, they will try all they can not to. So yeah. So you always ask, come posso pagare? So you save yourself the issue. You don't have to wash any dishes afterwards. Yeah.
Very good. Come vuole. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as you would like.
Mm-hmm. Very good. This vuole, why is it vuole and not vuoi here, in your opinion?
Well, it's being polite, I'm guessing.
Yes, this vuole is he, she, and it's a lei, so it's the formal you. We find out at this point that the receptionist, probably, Marco, is addressing us with the formal you, come vuole, however you please. You could say come vuoi, which is the informal you, but usually in this setting, you will be, you know, addressed with a lei.
Makes sense. Per ora ho solo bisogno dei documenti mm-hmm. di chi prenota.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So per ora, for now.
Okay.
Ho solo bisogno. So ho bisogno, we know, is I need.
Okay.
Solo, only.
Mm-hmm.
Dei documenti, documents,
mm-hmm.
Di chi prenota. So prenota, booked. So
correct.
The documents of the booking, basically.
Very good. Yeah.
With which you booked, or. Why
yeah, this
would it not be in the past there?
Right. This prenota is in the present, so I guess you're right. But you still say prenotare una stanza, even if you did not book in advance, you show up. Well, anyways, yeah, prenotare is to book, to reserve. So the person that, you know, you and any other person staying in the room, that's what I meant to say with this sentence. So in this case, only you, as we'll find out in a second. But I agree, this sentence we saw before, ho bisogno, it's a very good one to know. This ho bisogno, yeah. You translate it, or I need, I have the need, ho bisogno dei documenti. It's a very useful one in many situations. So keep that in mind, everybody. Ho bisogno di, I need something.
I think it goes very nicely. Ho bisogno di, ho voglia di.
Ho voglia di, very good, I want. And ho bisogno di, I need.
Sono solo io.
Mm-hmm.
It's only me, unfortunately.
Okay.
Eccoli, here they are.
Mm-hmm. The documents.
Yeah. Dove il ristorante del hotel?
Where nice
is the restaurant of the hotel? Why not dell'albergo? Why did you choose hotel?
We use both, l'hotel, masculine, and l'albergo, also masculine. It really depends. Most of the times you will use hotel in Italiano. It's not really that common to use albergo, I would guess. But both are fine. Both are acceptable choices. I would say one thing. You said sono solo io. It's only me, correct? In Italian, we don't say it's only me. We say I am only me.
Yeah, interesting that. I've not noticed that, but yeah,
Yeah. So, for
nice.
example, when you say it's me, like when you ring the bell, you say sono io. Say, I am me, which is almost a philosophical statement. If you're not you, who is going to be?
Yeah.
Who are you going to be? But okay, sono io. It makes more sense to us because it's the first person.
Mi dispiace, è già chiuso.
Sì.
Okay, so I'm sorry, it's already closed.
Very good.
Yeah, and it's one of those words, ja, isn't it, that goes between, if there are two verbs, like it goes between, like mai does. Yeah.
Yes, very good. In general, ja always ne never goes with the present, because also in English you don't say I already eat. I mean, I already ate. I have already eaten. And this very interesting phrase mi dispiace, which is built the same way as mi piace. So the subject is it, is not I. It displeases me, if that makes any sense. It annoys me. It makes me sad. And it's an interesting phrase because you're not apologizing for something. You're not saying I'm sorry as in I apologize. You're just saying, oh, it makes me sad. So you're not admitting guilt. If you're a lawyer, that's a good sentence.
So, would you find that people in hotels and restaurants would use mi dispiace rather than scusi?
Yeah.
Right.
Very, very
Because they're
often.
not admitting that they're actually sorry. They're just,
I mean, they're just
right.
saying this is sad, like, which is a fact, the hotel is closed.
Yeah,
Yeah,
tough.
I'm not gonna apologize. The hotel is I'm not the hotel, the restaurant, but it sucks that you cannot eat. It's like it sucks, right? But it's
Well,
a lot more
exactly.
formal, and
Why
then
do they
like,
not say? Che peccato,
yeah,
che
che peccato,
giacchiuso.
che palle. Yeah, you could say that, but yeah, you usually want to be a bit more formal in a restaurant or hotel, I guess. But yes, it's a very detached sentence, I would like to say.
Very good. Piove sul bagnato. Well done getting your nice little idiom in the end there. Piove from the verb to rain, piovere. Sul on bagnato, the wet. It rains on the wet.
Correct. Very good. So that means bad things keep happening in the same place. It's kind of the meaning of
Yeah.
that.
There's another way of saying something like that. Is it piove sempre sul bagnato?
Yeah, it's kind of the same idea. Yeah, piove
Yeah.
sempre sul bagnato, it always rains on where it's wet, or piove sul bagnato without the sempre. It's the same idiom, yes.
We in English we would say when it rains it pours.
Very good. That's the same idea.
Right, okay. Yeah, very good. I like it. Piove sul bagnato.
Yeah, we can, especially if you're in the UK, in England, I guess,
Yeah.
like you can say that a lot.
Go on then, give us a recap on these question words. Le
Yes.
parole de domande. Domande? Parole domande?
I don't know how I would say that in Italian.
Yeah.
Le domande, I guess we could say.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't think we have a saying as in English, the question words. But yeah, we saw them all except the word perché, which is why and because how would I work a why into conversation? That makes no sense. But perché, obviously, the most important one, possibly.
Well, it's the first one that children learn to use, isn't it?
Exactly. It's a very important one. And for us, it's simple because perché is a question and an answer. So you save a word.
Yeah, very true.
And then we most of these words we used as questions, but they can also be used as normal adverbs. For example, we start with the first one, quanto costa in this case is a question, but we could also say quanto in a normal sentence. For example, questo telefono costa quanto, costs how much. Questo televisore, that this phone costs how much or as much as this TV. All these words can be used as questions or in statements the same way, let's say. And they're the same word. It's not like in Spanish where you have a tilde, an accent when it's a question, and you don't when it's not. It's the same word.
Yeah, it changes as well, doesn't it? Quanta. You get quanta, quante, quanti.
This can be used in many different ways. This is the most straightforward way to use them as questions, question words, which never change. So quanto costa, it does not matter if it's masculine, feminine, singular, or plural, it's always going to be quanto when it's a question. Then we have quando, which has a D as opposed to a T, which is when. Then we have come, which, as you said, can be a few different things. In this case, it's how. So how can I pay? Come posso pagare? Can be like as well, but again, not a question. Then we have chi, which I used within a sentence, i documenti di chi prenota. And it's something interesting because in English, chi is one of those few words that has cases, right? You say who, whom, whose. The word changes depending on the case, quite
Nobody
literally.
uses it though.
This is the way we learn it.
Well, yeah, it should. You're right.
You
Yeah, but
know,
nobody, we don't even teach it in school.
this is the way I learned it 20 years ago. So
Yeah.
still, you have to update our curricula because it's still in there. But for us, it's all the same. It's always chi. We just put a different preposition. A chi, per chi, con chi, di chi, and that's the same word. It doesn't change.
Right.
And then we have dove, which is the last one, I think. I think we said all of them. And dove means where. So
I've got that.
dove, as in this case, il ristorante. And sometimes we can do this dove apostrophe e. It's not all the time that we do this, but sometimes we can do that. It's not dove e, but it becomes dove because it's just easier to say. So I would say that's it for today. Questo è tutto per oggi. Let's not
Tutto.
overdo it.
Grazie per il tuo aiuto.
Grazie a te, Martin, per il tuo tempo. Thank you for your help, he said, and thank you for your time, I said. E ci vediamo settimana prossima. Ciao,
Spero di sì. Ciao
Martin, ciao a tutti.
Marco, ciao a tutti, arrivederci.